USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Securities and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says if former National Security Advisor John Bolton wasn't happy with how things were being run in the White House, he should have stepped down. Mulvaney also telling Fox News,
I cringed. I mean, and I imagine that former chiefs of staff and former national security advisors, former cabinet secretaries from all administrations cringed to watch sort of the betrayal of confidence last night by John Bolton. It was really a classless display. It was hard to watch to have somebody who's in the Oval Office with the president almost every day sort of turn on him just because he didn't like the style, didn't like sort of the policies. I think it undoes John's credibility considerably, and rightly so, when he just starts introducing these things at the last minute to try and sell books.
Ford is delaying the release of the new Ford Bronco because it was set to be released the day of O.J. Simpson's birthday. The SUV will now be released on June 16th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
This past weekend marks one of the most violent weekends in Chicago history. More than 100 people were injured and 14 are dead from shootings throughout the city. Five of those killed were minors, including a 3-year-old boy whose father was suspected of being the target. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says he weeps for his city.
I put myself in that house, holding that little girl as she struggles to breathe. I put myself in that hospital, clutching a baby with a bullet hole. Tears our natural reaction to these tragic stories of violence. But we need to do more than just cry.
Something unusual is headed for the U.S. mainland, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A dust plume is making its way across the Atlantic Ocean, headed towards the United States. The plume from the Sahara Desert is expected to arrive in the southeastern part of the country by midweek. Most of the time, these plumes dissipate over the Atlantic, but apparently not happening this time. Kristen Hollingsworth is a public health director in Collier County, Florida, where she says people with allergies will need to take precautions.
When the Saharan dust plume comes through, be mindful if you are sensitive to environmental changes such as dust.
She was speaking to NBC2 in Fort Myers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.